Sierra Moore here on Wednesday, the 4th day of October. The prep tip of the day is to get all your winter field gear together, hats, boots, gloves, coats, underwear. Winter will be here before you know it. Make sure you have everything you need that's in good condition, ready for use. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about 37 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Commerce Conspiracy. He's the author of 6 books available for sale at Amazon.com. He writes 1, sometimes 2 articles a week, published at jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us. Very excellent audio, as always. We have our caller from about 5 or 6 time zones away waiting for us. That would be Thomas in Germany. Good morning, Thomas.
Greetings. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Nyquist, Jimmy from Brooklyn tried to stake out the communist force within the U.S. by looking at the combined effort against Trump. That's kind of sobering. Anyways, I'd like to ask you about the number one question that you put forward to Jimmy and to Alex Benesch. You asked them about the strategy against Ukraine that Biden will eventually play. So what do you conclude now on this difficult kind of matter?
Well, it's interesting. The communists they're a large group, and they use this, they're like a giant brain because they have all these committees and they share all their information, and they're very cautious and they act slowly. And they believe that there's something called adventurism, where you don't push too hard and too fast to do certain things. And we can see this in Ukraine, whereas one might think Putin would actually use nuclear weapons or they might do something really radical, they've turned more political. And they really paved the way in Germany when Alex Benesch talks about the AfD and what's been going on in the German right. And, of course, we can see the wedge being driven between Poland and Ukraine. And we can see the House Speaker McCarthy being, voted down, being replaced last night. And it's and the Ukraine matter is brought up as part of it, and of course, so you've got Trump is a very instinctual person, but I think if you don't, Alex Benesch is right. If you don't understand intelligence history, if you don't learn to think in terms of intelligence, in terms of spies and counter spies and the traditions that exist in different cultures, you aren't going to really, you're going to miss the thread of events, and you're not going to understand who just went by you and what's about to happen to you.
So on the kind of future move that Biden or, the kind of communist infiltrated West is going to do you expect more than just less support and this, them just going slowly under?
It's less conspicuous and I do, and I've thought this for a while. My fear is because I've been watching the American right and I've watched I can't always talk about what I know from personal experience, but I've watched what I believe are communist agents infiltrating right-wing groups. And I've noticed that these agents are following this from the same script and that they are guiding these various groups to be against Ukraine, to adopt certain right-wing themes. Speaker McCarthy said last night, these people aren't conservatives, the people that got him out. And I understand what he's saying because the group that got him out are animated by views like Ukraine is evil, we have to cut them off, and Putin might be bad, but he's really not. You know, we're bad. There's a what where this comes from is a kind of political stupidity, where we are no longer understanding properly our own interest, and these agents of influence, they can get you to jump off a bridge on the theory that you need to take a bath. You know what I'm saying? There's,
yeah.
And of course, I'm watching these people in real time corrupt and change the minds of people I've known for years. And I know people that have thought just like me about these issues regarding Ukraine and Russia and so on. And they're shifting their position because they don't want to be left behind as the crowd shifts. You know, it's like a bandwagon effect. And I've watched it, you know, I've commented before, you know, I've lost about half my readers because I believe Ukraine, we should support Ukraine, because if that country falls, the Russian army's on the border of NATO. And it's a catastrophe because China needs the Russians to be exerting pressure on that border. Or maybe they're going to attack together when they actually go to war against the U.S. or at least pressure Europe into being neutral or dropping out of NATO, so America can be isolated before its destruction. Because, you know, I knew Colonel Stanislav Lunov, and he said the Russians and Chinese thought of this plan. They were going to destroy the United States and occupy North America. And this, they were thinking of this in 91 and 92 when he defected. And he said they made treaties, intelligence treaties, to share all their intelligence. This is one of the things Alex Benish, he knows this so well, that he says Russia and China, they're like one. And I you know, it's very impressive to hear a researcher say that, because, you know, Nevin Gusak, another researcher, says the same thing. Look at how closely they cooperate for decades, even when they're supposedly enemies. And yet there's this bandwagon effect in academic Sovietology and Sinology, and people, you know, the Sino-Soviet split, and we're driving Russia into China's arms. You're hearing this from this right-wing group that overthrew Senator McCarthy, and from these agents on the right that are always sort of pushing something to help Moscow, just as they've done on the left, on the far left, and to this day to help Moscow. So, yeah, it's troubling.
Yeah, it is. It's like more and more, also in Europe. If you look, you will see surprising voices. I mean, Slovakia went pro-Russia now in this fact of, you know, the elections coming up in Poland, and it doesn't look so good, actually, for the Conservative Party that they can hold their majority. That's going to be very bad. But then you have Hungary cheekishly replying to the current situation, basically in the subtext, you know, again, speaking for Russia. So what in Germany, the AfD, the same position, is, I think, even stronger in France with the far right there.
So, yeah, France is, you know, France has been problematic. I mean, de Gaulle even, you know, came to power as the resistance leader because he made deals with the communists behind the scenes. So, you know, the right in France has been compromised for a long time. And so it's not surprising. And what the Russians excel at is politics and the use of these fifth columns and these friends abroad. They just excel at messing with our domestic politics.
If Russia would, you know, I mean, there's just Poland and you know, Scandinavia in the way. If the Ukraine is, because, you know, the rest is just welcoming them. You have Scandinavia and England, they're not doing that. You know, Finland, the strong block there, then Poland, the strong block there, and that's it. Slovakia's gone. Hungary, you know, Romania, there's too much, you know, standing influence there. So I don't know if they even need some kind of nuclear weapons.
Yeah, they don't, because they have such good political weapons. Yeah. In Eastern Europe, what we also forget, you know, I was talking to a Czech, talking to Robert Bukhar last week, who made the documentary on the Velvet Revolution being controlled from Moscow, where he actually interviewed STB officers saying, no, Moscow gave the order to have the Velvet Revolution in 1989. And he was saying the same thing that you're saying, is that he can't believe how the pro-Russian forces in his country, his native country, are being activated. And what's really frightening is that the Russians left behind, when the Soviet Union collapsed, all these communist structures remained behind in all these former Warsaw Pact countries. And these structures are not a nothing. They might be, you know, they might lose a lot of elections, or they might have a controlled right wing like in Hungary, but these structures are there, and they have advantages in the media, in the economy, and in the administration of different departments of government. And so now is the time where these agents are activated and the structures are put into play. Like you see in Poland, they're leveraging the election. And they're using the fact that Poland has had to go through certain hardships because of the war. And, oh, isn't it awful, you know, what's happened? Wouldn't you like to have peace?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing as in Vietnam. Oh, the war is awful. Oh, it's immoral. Wouldn't you know, the Vietnamese government is corrupt. Let's make a deal with the communists. And, you know, they're not going to say that Russia's communist. But all those structures and people in Eastern Europe who are really knowledgeable have told me they all look to Moscow, all those former Warsaw Pact structures, because they know where their bread is buttered, and these networks are huge, and the interlocking interests are real.
And it's frightening when you see in two situations I saw that. First of all, Trump. And, you know, the media in Europe as well, just one solid front. And then it was this committee that Poland wanted to do against Russian influence. Again, from one day to the other, an amazingly strong media front in all the countries. I mean, definitely, you know, you get your instructions what to do. It's just,
oh, yeah.
This is,
oh, yeah. And
this
the U.S.
State
Department
strong.
Was against that, too. Imagine.
Indeed, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the call, as always, Thomas. Don't be a stranger. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Well, I have a question about what you discovered about Hitler's background. I want some clarification about something you said about his the paternity of Alois Hoitler, or Hitler, Hitler. I'd like to know, why did he change his name from Hoitler to Hitler?
I don't remember reading about a reason for that. People often, you know, updated their names depending, you know, if it's pronounced a certain way and they want it written a certain way. People also, in pre-literate times, remember, Hitler's grandfather may not have been fully literate. I think that's the explanation. I think that, if I remember right, he wasn't fully literate. And so when not fully literate people spell their names, they might spell them different ways at different times. And at some point, they start spelling it a certain way, and then it gets fixed as that. Does that make sense? And it even happens in literate families. I mean, I got my mother's birth certificate, and I found out that my mother doesn't spell her name the way it's written on her birth certificate. You know, her first name and her middle name. So that happens in families and with individuals. They just, for some reason, and I asked her, you know, why are you writing your name differently? She didn't even remember doing that.
Hmm. Well, anyway, do you think that has any of Hitler's DNA ever been Has it ever been gathered or ever been collected from any source?
They have the DNA of his relatives, so they can match.
Okay.
When they looked at that skull in Moscow, I think, I may be wrong, someone might correct me, but Russia claimed they had Hitler's skull from burnt corpses at the Reichschancellery bunker. And when forensic pathologists, I think from the UK, came to look at it, they found it was the skull of a 35-year-old woman, as I said before, and I think they did DNA testing on it, but I'm not sure. I think they've done DNA testing on other things, but I'm not remembering it right now.
But they can't, they don't have the DNA of Johann Georg Heutler.
Well, you have the DNA of a relative, of a granddaughter, or a great-granddaughter, or whatever, you're close enough. You can tell if people are related, so you don't have to have exactly the person's DNA. If you do find remains, why are you concerned about this?
Well, I'm saying there's always been this question about the legitimacy of, he was illegitimate when he was born, but it has never been really confirmed that Heutler, whoever he was truly the biological father of Alois Hitler.
Look, historians have looked into this for years, and this story about him is not, their judgment's pretty good on this when they're looking at the evidence. And the idea that there is no evidence at all that his grandmother was made pregnant by the wealthy person she was working for.
Mm.
And given the nature of the marriage and the marriage records and the testimony that was found, the documents that were later found, there is no suggestion that he was marrying her other than the fact that he cared about her and they had a relationship.
Okay.
Before.
All right, but did he claim or make a signed affidavit stating that he was the biological father?
I believe that birth certificates and things of that nature state who the father is when it can be stated.
Okay. But it's never actually been confirmed through any type of scientific DNA confirmation
they don't have Hitler's remains.
Okay.
And
would it be possible to do that?
Nobody has them. So, I don't know if they've got DNA from some other source. Really sober historians have looked at this, and no major historian, no serious scholar of Hitler's life thinks his grandmother was impregnated by a Jewish, rich person. They just don't.
Hold on, gentlemen. We got a break. We're going to be back right after the break.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Columbus Day sale of energy cleaners in effect right now until midnight the 9th. That's Columbus Day. A little bit different this time. Listen carefully. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you pay with PayPal. You can place your order at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. His 6 books for sale at Amazon. Jeff, you now have, once again, a way for people to support your work. How do they do that, sir?
There's a PayPal button below every article and video.
Real simple. Let's get back to our discussion with John here. Go ahead.
Yeah, John, you know, the historian Frank McDonough proposed the theory, and this is what a lot of historians accept, is that Johann Georg Hitler was the father, that they had had a relationship with his mother, Hitler's father's mother. There's another historian that thinks the younger brother was actually the father. The actual alleged Jewish, you know, wealthy Jewish person, I think, what was their name? Frankfurter. But my understanding is that that it's kind of like a rumor that nobody has been able to document the existence of that person. But, you know, maybe some callers will correct me. So it's, you know, but it's in, you know, historians, you know, German historian, one that wrote one of the biggest books on Hitler, Mr. Fest, Joachim Fest, has said that it's just lost in obscurity and nobody's going to know, and it's not really that important, right?
Okay, John, anything else before you get away?
But there's never been, no one has ever actually dug up Hitler's remains, collected his DNA, and tried to match it with any of the DNA that's in the Hitler's relatives' descendants.
No, I don't think so. That'd be an interesting question to ask a German who's up to date on this kind of research. I'll make a note and ask Alex Benesch on Saturday when I talk to him.
Okay, and there is no evidence of any Middle Eastern type ancestry of any kind in any of Hitler's relatives.
I've never heard that.
Okay.
You know, I would, you know, this idea that Hitler, you know, was had a Jewish great grandfather, you know, or that his father was, or that his, I'm sorry, had a Jewish Jewish grandfather. It's one of those things that people have talked up, and there's no evidence for it. Let me put it that way. It's really just a story. Because of the questions about his father's return, I mean, on his father's birth certificate, not birth certificate, on his father's baptismal certificate, and I'm not even sure there is a birth certificate, it says the priest wrote in illegitimate, right? Because he was born out of, you know, Hitler's father was born out of wedlock. And you know, Hitler, you know, married her later, I think years later. But that doesn't mean people don't have, you know, there's common law relationships. People have these liaisons. And, you know, these people were extremely poor and maybe couldn't get married and until the time was right. So I don't know.
Well, okay, we need to move on. John, I think we've covered this enough for the time being. Thank you for your call, John. Tell us about the new article you're writing, if you could, please. What's the title going to be and the topic?
Well, I've been working on it for a couple of weeks now. It's part two of Anti-Communism and the Subversion Game. And it's sort of a discussion about how American institutions never effectively combated communist subversion in the 1950s. And so many people became influential in this country starting in the 1930s who believed in socialism, facilitated socialism, and the rest of society even were led to believe some of these people were anti-communist. You know, and the rest of society believe at most times that everything's okay, that there's not a subversion game going on.
Hold on, Jeff. We got a break. We'll be back after the break.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you're interested in moving to Missouri, a lot of my listeners have, there's some interesting real estate for sale at thelibertyman.com. You need to check that out. I'd love to have you for my neighbor. Interesting products that will help you achieve your goals. The most recent one being the Rife Technology Electromagnetic Radio Frequency Devices. And we're going to have the grandnephew of Royal Rife, that would be Matthew Rife, talking about this on Friday morning. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner Columbus Day Sale is in effect right now until midnight the 9th. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal to place your order at thelibertyman.com. Jeff, we have breaking news here. President Trump has been nominated to be Speaker of the House. How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Really? No, this is serious? Really?
Well, apparently so. You know, what happened yesterday has never happened in the 200-plus years of our republic, a sitting Speaker of the House being voted out of office. There's no precedence for that. So we're in uncharted territory here, aren't we?
That's interesting. Wow. So, but of course, oh, they don't dare vote against him, do they?
Well,
given his popularity in the polls, these people all want to be reelected.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. And many Democrats will think the same way. There's a lot of Democrats who are pretty conservative. They aren't part of the Communist Party like the others.
Well, I think most. I will be very surprised if any Democrats vote for Trump to be Speaker.
Well, we're in, like I say, uncharted territory. I'll be surprised, but delightfully surprised if any do. I think there probably will be some who, because of where they...
Now, is it really true that according to the rules of the House, this House Speaker doesn't have to be an elected member of the House?
As long as they're an American citizen, I think it doesn't matter who they are. That's what I've known for at least 2 years plus. You know, they could elect any American citizen who's over age 21 to be.
I wonder if the Democrats are going to fight the rules on that and say, look, it was never stated explicitly. It's assumed that it's going to be someone from the elected body of congressmen. Well, that is in. Now, who was it that proposed Trump?
I just got a note handed to me by my wife, who's doing some research here. Mm. And I'm not sure it was Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz would be the highly likely, but I don't know for sure that it was Matt Gaetz. I'm going to go to Liberty Daily and see if there's something there right now. It says Trump for House Speaker again, whether he wants it or not. Well, Matt Gaetz nominated Jim Jordan, so I'm not sure who nominated him. It's a very it's an unusual situation, to say the least.
Mm.
Well, we can't do anything about that right now.
I see the Daily Beast. Trump being nominated for House Speaker is becoming a real possibility.
Okay.
Well, my goodness.
It would be a game changer, to say the least. I have serious issues with President Trump supporting the COVID vaccination and Operation Warp Speed. Maybe he can come clean on that and resolve that issue. I hope so.
This is what the Daily Beast says about it. Right-wing pundits and lawmakers are already rallying around the idea of former President Donald Trump as the next Speaker of the House.
Pretty amazing turn of events. And what happened yesterday was an amazing turn of events also. So there'll be an issue for a week or two. I believe they can't have an election before Tuesday this coming week, which would be the 10th. Did you know Nancy Pelosi did not abandon the Speaker's office until beginning yesterday?
What do you mean?
The actual office designated for the Speaker.
Oh, she wouldn't give up her actually office.
The office space, right.
Space, mm-hmm. That doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. She probably had a huge freezer with her favorite chocolate ice cream in there. Her staff is carrying her stuff out, and she's going to other space in the Capitol building. And that space will be left open for whoever the next speaker becomes.
I guess it was a Texas Republican that says he'll nominate Trump for the House.
I hope so. I'd love to see it happen. Despite my issues with President Trump, I think he'd be a great choice.
I don't know. You know, the thing is, that job belongs to someone who is a parliamentarian, who understands how the House works, how it runs, because it's a fairly technical thing, all the rules and the things you have to know. So I'm not sure that a person who is not, you know, been in the House, not been acclimatized to the way things run, can do that job. I'm not sure. You know, it's like, do you want him to be a pilot of a plane then? I mean, there is an actual technical side to this.
Well, there is. And I worked with a parliamentarian in a campaign we had going. It's an area of expertise that President Trump will need to be brought up to speed. Perhaps have an advisor at hand to advise him on the spur of the moment. Because you're absolutely right, Jeff. There's a lot of highly technical issues with being a parliamentarian at any level, let alone Speaker of the House of Representatives.
I don't like it because it's so irregular.
What happened yesterday is
when you're working outside the traditions and the actual way of doing business of a country, you're walking on a ledge. You're walking on the edge, literally.
And
all kinds of crazy things can begin to happen.
Well,
they aren't necessarily good for anybody.
What happened yesterday was a crazy thing that never happened in the history of our republic. So we're definitely already into crazy things here in a lot of areas, aren't we, sir?
Well, you can just try to use your better judgment to understand how the opposition will use it.
Well, we shall see. You and I aren't going to change it. What's going to happen is going to happen. For the time being, I'll cast my ballot, not that it means anything, in President Trump's camp for him to be Speaker of the House. I think Jim Jordan would do a good job also. What do you think?
Yeah, I like Jim Jordan.
He understands the rules. He's a good guy. I think he's a patriot. I think he would have the best interests of our republic at heart if he became the Speaker. After what happened yesterday, I think we need a conservative Christian patriot who will have the best interest of the country at heart rather than the best interest of the powers that be. What do you think, sir?
Well, one of the problems with democracy or the idea of whoever you elect is the best person is that popularity contest is not always the best way to choose a person for a job that requires certain knowledge, certain expertise, certain judgment. So a person can be very popular, but they can be wrong for a job. So I don't know enough about Jim Jordan. I like him. But what I do know about President Trump is he's not a detail person. He's sort of an instinctive generalist who has a lot of and has the courage to go against the crowd. That we definitely need. But whether that can be effective in a position, I mean, we saw when he was president, we saw certain effective things, but we saw other things, the ball was dropped. So it's, you know, how do you get a perfect leader? We do have to be careful about the bandwagon effect or hysteria, giving us somebody that sounds good or everybody likes. That could be problematic. And it has been in our history problematic.
It has been. You're right. We got a caller here, Jeff. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, guys. Jeff, I agree with you. I don't think Trump would be a good Speaker of the House. I think Jim Jordan would be by far better. Trump would be, whatever you want to call it, to be president. And, you know, the bulldozer in a China cabinet kind of thing. Which is what's needed for a president. But I think Jim Jordan by far would be a better choice for Speaker of the House. But I will say this. We're in uncharted territory as a country right now. And we're hanging on by a thread, if we even have a thread, in my opinion. And we can't afford to have business as usual because the Democrat/communists have control of a lot of the parameters and the functions of government already. And so we're going to have to do something outside of the box and more dramatic, in my opinion, if there is even a thread of a chance of turning this thing around. Your comment.
Yeah. The term business as usual in that context, I didn't say that the conservative position was about business as usual. The conservative position is that certain practices protect us. Certain established practices and ways of doing things protect us from being, you call it outside the box, but there's another way of putting it is outside the guardrails. Political interactions, there's danger in political decision-making and policy. And we have a lot of dangerous policies and belief systems emerging, particularly from the left, but also from the right. We have to remember Hitler's Enabling Act, you know, the Enabling Act that gave Hitler total power in 1933 after the Reichstag fire. The thing is that when you leave the normal parliamentary procedures, when you leave certain practices behind, and people can discover that they can do anything, right? That's when tyranny can develop out of either the left or the right. And we mustn't be naive about human nature. Just because somebody agrees with most of your opinions doesn't mean they're safe if they think they have total power, or that they find that they can break certain rules. There's a story about King Henry VIII, and and the Man for All Seasons, his name was Moore, and he had said to someone who was saying, look, we could get the king to do this or that, and you know, the king has all these powers. And Moore said, well, it's very important not to tell the king, make the king believe that he can do all these things, but to tell him, look, what he is obligated to and what he can't do. Because once he thinks he can do anything, you might have a problem. And of course, in England at that time, they had a problem. King Henry VIII went off the rails. You know.
I agree with that, Jeff. I'm not saying, and I didn't mean to infer that. I think there needs to we need to stay within the boundaries of our republic. But at the same time, I think there's going. What I was referring to is a more radical approach, like McCarthy. Getting rid of McCarthy. That was a great thing. And it's never been done before, and I think it's going to take that kind of dramatic move to, like I said, to even have a hope of turning this thing around. But I do agree with you, I don't think Trump would be a good Speaker of the House at all.
Yeah, these things are very complicated. Look, McCarthy held a majority when Ukraine was invaded, the administration didn't want to give Ukraine help. And I've talked to people who were part of this on the Republican side. The administration, a month into the Ukraine-Russia invasion of Ukraine, the U.S. government had done nothing. They had sent nothing. And it was only the Republicans in Congress acting with Democrats that really pushed doing something for Ukraine, which helped to stabilize Ukraine. Because Ukraine, and right now the Russians are going after the Ukrainian power grid. This is a country that's been invaded by a country with three times the population, three times the industry. Well, maybe not quite that, but in which it's like a buffer state between Europe and Russia. Russia can't invade Europe directly. It doesn't have a border with NATO except that the Baltic states, a very small one in the north. And in order for a real serious major threat on a long front to come into existence, the Russians need to get their army up there. Strategically, this is where so many people who haven't studied military history and don't immediately see the implications. We need to be supporting Ukraine for our own interest. Because the minute the Russians feel that they can cross that border into Romania, into Poland, into the Baltic states, because they have us vulnerable on a wide front, and NATO is very weak. NATO doesn't have that many formations. And we are outgunned in nuclear firepower in that theater, you know, 10 to 1 at least, right? And so this is really serious. You don't want to allow that to happen if you can prevent it by just sending money. Because once that happens, Americans are dying in Poland, in Romania, in the Baltic states. And there's the danger of strategic nuclear warfare, of escalation to this highest level of destruction where America's getting hit.
Hold on, we'll wrap this up after the break. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Fix bayonets. Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Kyle, thank you for your call. We need to move on. Let's see if we can squeeze one more caller in here. Jeff, we got Melissa in Maryland. Morning, Melissa.
Okay, am I on?
You're on. Go ahead.
Okay, fantastic. Hi, good morning to you also. I'm sorry if you didn't expect this, but I'm going to go ahead and ask, and maybe you'll have to answer it on another day. I understand that the CDC is making phone surveys to ask if we have been vaccinated. I am not the type to tell somebody that it's none of your business. I like to conduct myself better than that. But nonetheless, if you tell them that it's none of your business, or you tell them that you're unvaccinated, you will have an unvaccinated next to your phone number, and I don't know that that's a good idea. So you could lie to them and say that you've been vaccinated. You could give them a pseudonym. You could tell them that it was done at a pharmacy so they couldn't pin it down. How do you suggest handling such a phone call?
Well, it's up to the individual. One of our regular guests, I'm not going to mention his name, he received one of those calls and did not answer
it.
So that was his choice. It's a personal choice, whatever you want to do there, Melissa.
Okay. Okay, so you're just saying use your own discretion and own judgment on the matter?
When they identify themselves, just hang up the phone. That's one
of the things. Well, it seems to me that you'll have a refuse to cooperate next to the phone number.
Like I say, it's a matter of personal choice, Melissa, whatever you want to do.
Look, anybody, I could call up a bunch of people and claim to be the CDC.
That's true, too.
You know, I mean, we don't even know they're doing this. Look, the government, this is private medical information. And I'm sorry, but you're not obligated to give out your medical history to strangers on the phone. And I think if the CDC is doing it, you should tell your congressman and say, this has got to stop if it
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. I agree.
Because no government agency has the right to call you up and ask you about your medical history.
Well, and I was just going to say that it could be information gathering disguised as a survey, because maybe they only want the answer to 3 questions, but they're asking you 10.
It could be anybody. If somebody's doing it, it could be any group doing it. It doesn't have to be the government.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, to be continued. Thank you.
Thank you. Final comment here, Jeff, about to wrap it up. Less than 60 seconds.
Well, you know, what I was saying about McCarthy, whatever you think of him, he was right on Ukraine. And if that was a victory for Russia removing him, and if conservatives think it was a victory for them, they might wonder. They might wonder.
Okay. Jeff, thank you. We have a great rest of the week. We'll talk to you next week. That's it for today. Get the medical supplies, your energy, clean, essential oils. Now while you can, your farm examination, never ever get returned. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the largest state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
RepublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.